On Saturday, August 8th, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to an interview by journalist Charles Norton for an article that appeared in The House magazine on September 18th, 2009. The House magazine is a prestigious and impartial political publication that is most read weekly by members of parliaments of both houses and within the Palace of Westminster in the United Kingdom. The interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai, which took place via video conference, covered a broad range of topics from the current critical state of global warming, the harmful impacts of methane, organic farming, to the melting of the Arctic permafrosts, to the detrimental planetary impact of raising livestock for human consumption. It also delved into the immense benefits of the organic vegan solution to immediately curb global warming. We now present the interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by journalist Charles Norton for The House magazine.
With the Departments of Food, Environment and Rural Affairs, Marine and Coastal Access Bill being considered, members of Parliament from the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Committee have said that the government needs to review its unsustainable promotion of fish eating. With the seabeds around Britain having recently been shown to resemble a barren wasteland as a result of trawling, what can be done to help the seas recover?
What can be done? Your wise Parliament members have said it. Fish eating is indeed very unsustainable. It must stop. If we do end the killing of fish in the spirit of showing respect for all created life, the fish will rebound very quickly. But the continuation of fishing activities could damage the balance of marine life beyond its ability to recover. In fact, scientists reported in 2003 that 90% of the world's large fishes had already disappeared. 90%. That was 6 years ago, Charlie. Now, I don't know how many more species of fish have disappeared. More recently, as you are aware, analysis by British researchers of hundreds of years of fishing records has revealed to us the devastating effects of trawling to both the marine environment and sea life. One scientist compared this method to harvesting apples by lowering a giant net and dragging it through the orchard, thus destroying the tree, destroying the very life that supports the fruit. Besides, trawling's effect of killing off more and more marine life, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization estimates that 640,000 tons of thrown away fishing gear, such as discarded nets, are added to the ocean every year, thus intensifying the problem. Fish, turtles, marine life are caught in these nets, accidentally, even dying every year, every day, without even trawling yet. Perhaps astonishingly, even the fishing industry goes back to livestock, believe that or not. In fact, a U.S. study revealed that pigs and chickens are forced to consume more than twice the seafood that eaten by all the Japanese people, and six times the amount consumed by humans in the United States. Just pigs and chickens eat more than us, six times more, at least. And then the pigs and chickens are eaten themselves, yeah, by us, humans. So, it's not a good business, is it? It's not a very good business strategy. So for anyone who thinks that eating fish does not cause as much environmental damage, please think again. Oh, please, we inform them of the facts. Consuming any animal products at all negatively impacts our oceans and our world. we can of course support and uphold the terms of such measures as the Marine and Coastal Bill, which offers greater protection for fish and all marine life. I applaud that. Meanwhile, please also request the media's help in spreading info about the detriments of trawling and the dire state of fish populations today. Another extremely effective practice would be to stop eating fish and advocate the same for all citizens. Again, the government could offer subsidies to the fishermen for organic farming instead as the alternative livelihood. So much money that have been saved could give them subsidies, no problem at all. Complete fishing bans could then be put into place, making the United Kingdom an exemplary leader for the world's vital oceans and their unique life. Grazie.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
The Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Committee also recommended that the UK grow more food crops to alleviate global hunger. What actions can Parliament take to help feed the world?
Yes, it is indeed a noble endeavour to grow food with the goal of alleviating hunger for others. To do so most effectively, the first thing is to eliminate meat consumption, free the land, and all the harvests go directly to humans. Simon Fairley, editor of The Land magazine, estimated that if Britons were to adopt a vegan diet, Britain could feed itself on 3 million hectares, half the land now under cultivation. We use only half of the land and we can feed the whole population if we go organic vegan. The other half could, of course, you know, be devoted to such meaningful causes as growing food for those in need or reforesting to cool the rising temperature. Currently, 80% of hungry children live in countries that export food crops, typically to feed farmed animals in the developed world. Moreover, two-thirds of U.S. grain exports feed livestock rather than people. These two facts alone make it easy to see how elimination of livestock raising would allow more people to be fed. One scientist has calculated that a vegan needs only 5% of the land necessary to produce food compared to meat eaters. 5% only. And the meat eater need 95%. Imagine that, Charlie. So the elimination of meat and livestock raising would thus improve the environment for everyone. It's a wonderful way to go. The best, in fact, for helping both yourself and other people in the world. By all means, be veg. As the first and foremost way to stop global hunger and global warming.
Yes.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. There will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
What are the benefits of organic vegan farming, and in what ways can MPs and the government push forward to boost this sector?
Yes, there are so many benefits from organic vegan farming, as well as many benefiting parties. First, for the farmers, like your girlfriend, organic vegan farming is productive, saving 37% more energy and even more water than conventional farming methods. Next, there are environmental benefits, like the topsoil stays and proves better at withstanding floods and hurricanes. Wildlife and ecosystems also win. According to the largest study done on organic farming in the UK, your country, yeah? Compared to conventional farms, organic farms contained 85% more plant species, with 71% taller and thicker hedges, and a healthy return of native animals across the species. Furthermore, organic vegan farming will halt the runoff of chemical fertilizers that have created monstrous dead zones in the ocean. Organic soil matter also absorbs CO2 so effectively that the Rhode Island Institute calls organic vegan farming a powerful strategy to reduce global warming. By up to 40% of all CO2 emissions now in the atmosphere. Imagine, then we will be clear of CO2. Otherwise, it will stay here for thousands of years and continue to heat our planet. Finally, see, we all benefit from better health because it's free of toxins and abundant in nutrients without the genetic modification and cancer-causing pesticides. In contrast to animal products, which are known to cause cancer, heart disease, diabetes and obesity, etc., organically farmed fruits and vegetables contain abundant nutrients that help us to avoid all these modern conditions. Surely organic vegan food is the only food we should feel safe and would feel safe and will feel safe. In fact, we will feel the safest food to give to our children, the best food to give to our children. The MPs and the government can support this organic vegan farming through subsidies. They can also redirect the funds away from the meat industries and instead toward encouraging citizens to plant, to buy, and to choose organic vegan food. And when they do, we will soon have a lot of healthy, happy, productive people, a restored green environment, and minimum climate mitigation costs. Something our governments can look forward to and gain the enthusiastic support of our citizens.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Moving on to a different subject. Over 100,000 people are now affected by swine flu in the UK. What caused this pandemic? What are the costs? And what do you think can be done to stop future pandemics?
Yes, it's a very sad thing and very dangerous for us right now. Everybody travels everywhere. They feel so unsafe. Many schools are closed. Children getting sick and don't recover, etc., etc. Every day is kind of a time bomb for everyone on the street and in the house. Animals as well. First of all, I feel very pained and sorry for the people in the UK and all over the world who are suffering directly and indirectly because of this. But what is most saddening is that the swine flu could have been avoided if we led a better lifestyle, I mean, the more proper lifestyle, specifically a vegan lifestyle. The reason is that the swine flu pandemic was caused by the meat industry. Everyone knows it by now. You watch all the TV, you read all the newspapers, it's all there. All the information about meat industry that caused the swine flu pandemic, or even the bird flu before. So much that the Physicians Committee of Responsible Medicine in the U.S. called on leaders to shut down the flu farms. They call it flu farms. You know, animals farm, they call it flu farms. Citing that 1 in 3 pigs harbors flu viruses. 1 in 3, and we never know which one. Analysis of Canadian agencies' data show a 99% correlation between the number of pig factory farms and the total number of human swine flu cases per province. That means probably wherever the pig farms are more in abundant, then the more people were sick there or started a bigger group there. This never-before-seen swine flu virus was born when strains from humans, birds, pigs, mixed together in the infected pigs and mutated into more lethal forms. This event has been brewing for many years by the very conditions the pigs were in while living. Incredibly filthy, inhumane conditions of factory farms, which anybody would shed tears if they truly witness it firsthand, and which are human-made perfect breeding grounds for new contagious fatal diseases. The experts on epidemics look at the animal farms and say that a really bad pandemic is not a question of if it's going to happen, but when. Well, it's already happened. What are the causes of this pandemic, you ask? Apart from billions of dollars spent for testing, treating, developing vaccines, which we find are never foolproof anyway, the ultimate cause of the swine flu is the immeasurable loss of human lives, including the children. Let us not forget as well that we are living each day with the risk of the next new and deadlier virus spawned on an animal farm, any animal farm. So to stop future pandemics, we should ask ourselves, is our appetite for meat worth the price of a pandemic? The answer is too clear, right? All too clear. No, 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 no.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu,
mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
A recent EU government survey showed 58% of UK adults worry about climate change, with 90% taking steps to cut emissions. What kind of successes and indications do you see that governments and society are embracing a vegan or vegetarian diet?
Yes, thank you for this encouraging statistic and good news. Activities on climate change, and in particular awareness on the impact of diet on climate change, have indeed surged in recent times. For example, at the government level, the European Union this year acknowledged that meat consumption has a negative effect on climate change. Taiwan's President Ma Ying-jeou and the entire presidential office signed a declaration of measures to reduce CO2, which includes eating locally and partaking of more vegetables and less meat. One of Belgium's largest cities, Ghent, officially declare every Thursday a veggie day. And starting this school year, all city schools will have vegetarian meals every Thursday. Oh, it's a small step for me. I feel it's small and slow, but it is a step. Government leaders are outspoken about the benefit of vegetarianism. For example, just this summer, vegan U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich endorsed the first ever vegan Earth Day in California for vegetarians and non alike. Earlier in April, Senator Jamie Raskin of Maryland, USA, who had been a lifelong meat eater, initiated a vegetarian week to help the environment. Himself, he has stayed vegetarian ever since. and will be speaking at a National Veg Fest in September. Good news, huh? In the media, it is now common to see stories or articles everywhere talking about meat and its impact on global warming, or vegetarianism and its benefit to curb rising heat, like in The Guardian, Die Spiegel in Germany, The New York Times and Time in the US, Metro and Le Figaro in France, etc., etc. There are also some films like Home, A Delicate Balance, Meet the Truth. Meet is M-E-A-T, Meet the Truth. That raise awareness about these issues. The media has lively discussions about the veg lifestyle, its benefits, tips, recipes, etc. is also something to be noted. So, as anyone, and many will be familiar with what a low-carbon diet is, or that reducing our meat intake is better than buying a Prius. In society, yeah, people are asking for more plant-based diet, such as in schools. Yes. The increased number of vegan meat alternative brands also reflect a growing interest in healthier, eco-friendlier products. And the reduced meat sale globally is also a good indication of a trend to come that people more inclined to be vegetarian. Yes. I'm very happy, even though the news is not as big as I want, the change is not as quick as I would like or many people would like, but nevertheless, we are changing. Yes. Queen Elizabeth and Prime Minister Brown and U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama led by example, by planting organic gardens even, in the Palace Garden and in the White House Garden. Can you believe that? Yes. And media report that in many places now there is a trend in vegetable gardening for reasons of being frugal, healthy, and also eco-friendly. Bravo, eh? All these put together show remarkable indication of a veg trend, which is a trend toward health, sustainability, and love. I thank everyone who participate in this trend, now and in the future. Please do change.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
How serious is the issue of environmental refugees resulting from climate change?
It's too serious. Too serious. Although there is no way to assess completely for the moment, already more than a decade ago, the United Nations conservatively estimated that there were 25 million climate change refugees. Decade ago, Charlie. 25 million climate change refugees. With the estimates now of 1 billion by 2050. Estimates. These are people, forced from their homes and communities due to rising sea levels and a host of other natural disasters, so-called natural disasters, but in fact it's all man-made. Sea level rise, for example, threatens half the world's population living within 200 kilometers of a coastline. 17 million in Bangladesh have fled their homes already, mainly because of coastal erosion. In the United Kingdom as well, several coastal flooding disasters have already occurred, with more forecast by the nation's Department of Environment. This is due in part to the fact that over 26 million residents in the UK lived in coastal zones. With 40% of Britain's manufacturing industry also located on or near the coast. At least 18 islands have completely submerged around the world thus far, with more than 40 other island nations at risk from rising sea levels and planning to relocate. On inhabited tropical islands like Tonga, Tuvalu, and Cataracts, photos taken a decade ago compared to now show buildings and crops field that have literally vanished. An evacuation is planned for all 100,000 residents of the island nation of Kiribati. In other cases, melting permafrost in Alaska is causing the buildings of entire communities to sink and collapse. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, warned that climate change also produces refugees indirectly, such as through conflicts due to water scarcity. As a result, more and more countries may have to help cope with the swell of displaced people, hoping they can, if we even can cope with it. In this dire situation, when all countries already have to cope with different problems, financial crisis, food crisis, and we have to cope with this sudden surge of immeasurable force of refugees. These situations will only worsen, not improve, until we stop the course. This means to halt the livestock production and meat consumption. I can never emphasize this enough. If humans switch to vegan diet, the earth will begin cooling immediately, and many of these dilemmas can be even reversed. So please, be veg and do good to save the planet and all the beings on it, including you and me. I hope your readers will really see the logic of all this. Thank you.
It has been a joy to have your charming company on today's Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Tuesday for the conclusion of an interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by journalist Charles Norton for The House magazine. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through ascetic realms, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May the Providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom, and love.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW